Join us now for episode 5 of Midnight Cab, The Mystery of the Falling Man.
Walker, where are you? What are you doing?
Hey-ho, Krista. Slow night.
Yeah, well, it's Wednesday. Wednesdays are always slow.
Do you want to come up to my place for breakfast?
What?
Do you want to come up to my place for breakfast?
Okay.
It was a slow night. I don't mean that's why I invited Krista out. I just mean it was a slow night. At least until I turned the corner onto Young Street and picked up a little bandy-legged guy in a raincoat standing in front of the silver rail. I should have recognized him.
Take me over to the Park Plaza, will you?
Sure, okay. Hey, Inspector Kiss.
Yeah?
It's me. Walker Devereaux. Remember?
Of all the cabs in all the world, I had to get into yours. Never mind, kid. It's before your time.
Casablanca.
Shut up.
Play of the game, Sam.
Still a wise guy, huh, Walker?
Nope. Just bored. I'm bored. It's a slow night.
Now, here's a kid from, where'd you say?
Big River.
Right, Big River. Now he's in the middle of 2 million people and he's bored. People are dumb, Walker. You ever notice that?
Nope.
Well, good. You're an optimist, huh?
I guess.
You don't read the newspapers, do you, Walker?
Not really.
And if you did, you'd have noticed that the world's on fire. But you're an optimist, and you're dumb.
Thanks.
My son, he's an optimist, too. He's the ultimate optimist, you might say.
Oh? What's he?
He's a priest.
Jeez. You're not in a very good mood tonight, are you, Inspector?
If you'd read the newspapers over the last couple of weeks, you'd know why. I lost my job. Suspended, they call it. Suspended in midair, pending investigation.
What happened?
Shot a young black guy, unarmed, in the back.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That's what the newspapers, television said. Another psychopathic cop, pariah, evil man. One catch. I didn't do it.
Inspector Kiss slumped back in the seat, his tough, leathery face, his sharp black eyes disappearing into the shadows. The sweet, heavy, familiar smell of alcohol filled the cab. Then he was beside my shoulder.
Hey, the hell with the Park Plaza, make a left.
Where?
Anywhere.
Here?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
You'll come to it. Meaning, Walker. What does life mean, huh?
I don't know. I guess it could mean a lot of things.
It means squat. So, a man needs a machine. Come on, kid. Come on. I'll show you.
We walked away from the cab through the dark towards Ontario Place, gleaming across the water like a giant silver golf ball. And along the shore, there were boats, hundreds of boats of all kinds, tied up to a maze of wooden docks. Inspector Kiss hurried ahead of me, as if he were in a rush to meet someone. He walked down the length of a dock and stopped in front of a sleek, huge, metallic blue speedboat, like something out of Miami Vice. He turned and smiled at me.
35 years, Walker. This is what 35 years of shoe leather buys.
A bar and everything.
Sleep 6 if you have to. I never have to. Drink?
No thanks. I'm on duty.
Yeah? Well, I'm not.
So, what do you do with it anyway? Do you, go for cruises?
Cruises? I took it down to Florida once and got sick crossing Chesapeake Bay. Mainly, I just roar up and down the city at about 60 knots, Scarborough Bluffs to Port Credit, back and forth. Then I head out in the middle of the lake.
What do you do out there?
Nothing. I turn it off. I float.
Do you eat?
Why?
Do you fish?
No, I just float.
Oh.
So, what about it, Walker? Would I shoot an unarmed kid just because he was black?
No. No, you wouldn't.
How would you know?
Well, I just...
Are you going to stand all night, or are you going to sit down?
I'll sit down.
There's this cop. Been on the force for 35 years. Mean little son of a bitch. And this is his story. He comes home one night. Well, just 2 weeks ago. Sees someone's forced open his apartment door. Goes in quietly. There's some drawers are open, stuff scattered around. He sneaks down the hall. No one in the bedrooms. Checks behind his shirts in the closet where he keeps his service revolver. It's still hanging there. He takes it out, looks through the rest of the apartment, no one there. He goes out into the balcony, empty, except he notices a smear of blood on the cement floor on the railing. He looks over. It's hard to see in the dark, five stories down, but then he does see something. An arm stretched out beside a lighted basement window.
The kid.
Rupert Allen Stone, just turned 21 years old. Shot in the back. Now, the newspaper story. Career cop comes home on his day off, catches a kid in the middle of a B&E. The kid is black, so naturally the cop shoots him. Then the kid either falls or jumps from the balcony, or depending what paper you read, the cop, still enraged, picks up the kid and tosses him over the balcony. And forensics says a watch and a wedding ring belonging to the cop was found in the victim's pocket. One bullet in the back at close range, fired from the cop's own service revolver, and the only fingerprints found on the revolver were the cop's. Chief of Police's verdict: take a room at the Park Plaza for now, on us. Don't bother coming in. Stay put, keep your mouth shut, and by the way, you better get yourself a lawyer. And the cop's own verdict: either way, he's finished.
Hey, Inspector. There you are. Man, I've been looking all over for you. Then I remembered the boat, right?
Well, you got a great career ahead of you, Sergeant.
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi. The Walker Devereaux? I'm a captain.
He's a friend. He's a friend of mine. Worked on a couple of cases together.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a good man. Devereaux. Meet Sergeant Ben Delore.
Hi.
Hi. So like what? An informer?
No. It's much more than that. Mr. Devereaux is a private eye on the side.
No shit.
Well,
pour yourself a drink. Here, pour me one, too.
It looks like you've had a snoutful already. Okay, one more, and we call it a night. All right?
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you know, Walker, old Ben here, he's been assigned the job of babysitting me. Also, he's been assigned for good old PR, right, Ben?
Delore's eyes flashed at this, and then he smiled. It was hard to tell whether it was just an angry smile or a cruel one.
Stuff it.
Well, I gotta go.
Oh, I hope I haven't bored you, Walker. You were so bored.
No.
See you, kid.
Yeah. Jeez.
As I drove back through the park towards the lights of the city, I kept thinking about Inspector Kiss and Ben Delore, wondering if they'd gotten into a fight yet. Delore was a huge man, about 6'4", wearing a dark blue suit, white shirt and tie. As soon as he came in, he seemed to fill up the whole cabin in the boat. He was black.
There it is.
I've never seen a Toyota that was painted orange before.
I had it painted special.
With black racing stripes.
Walker.
What?
Have you thought this through?
Sure. You keep saying you're a great driver.
No, I mean, having breakfast at your place. There's no elevator, is there?
No.
It's what, 3 stories up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So?
So? I thought I'd carry you.
Oh. Okay.
I hope you like bacon and eggs.
Oh, yeah, I love bacon and eggs.
Good, that's what I've got. So, give me the keys. I'll unlock it.
So stay out of my way. I'll unlock it. I do this every day.
Krista unlocked the car, tossed her crutches in the back, got in, and that was that. Like she says, she does it every day.
Contact.
Wait a minute. Let me get my seatbelt on.
Chicken. Uh-oh, look who's coming.
Hey, hey, you two, where you going?
Lord, what's he want?
Where you off to? Hey, Walker, where you taking this girl?
Up to my room.
Eh? Sorry to ask.
Come on, Alfonso. What do you want?
Well, you can't.
Why can't he?
Because Marilyn Monroe, he's got a phone call. Inspector Wilfred Kiss is looking for him.
Oh, jeez.
Wants to see you right away. Room 872. Says you know where. Me, I wouldn't go across the street to give him a drink of water if both his legs is broken.
Nice talk. Why?
Because a long time ago, I was innocent, and he busted me.
For what?
For turning back mileage on some used cars. Ah, that man's a fanatic.
Do you have to go see him?
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Big deal. It's only breakfast. I'll drive you.
You want another order of bacon and eggs?
No, thanks.
So, Walker, you're a bright kid. What do you think?
About last night, that you should be in bed with a hangover and maybe a black eye.
And?
And, well, the same thing you think, I guess. I mean, at first it looked really complicated, and then it was simple.
Tell me about it.
Is this why you asked me here?
Yeah.
Oh. There must have been two of them, and they did find your gun. They had an argument or something. The one guy shoots the other one. He falls off the balcony trying to get away. The killer wipes off the gun, puts it back, and leaves. That's it.
Yeah? How long did it take you to come up with that?
About an hour.
It's amazing. And that is theory number two. Theory number one being, of course, that I shot him. Now, personally, I don't like either one. My next-door neighbor is this old broad, never sleeps, hears everything. No gunshot.
That helps you, then?
Not much. Walker, I'm real heavy into theory number three. I don't know, but I have this feeling. It's a sweet little setup, and somebody's out to get me.
How do you know?
I just said I don't know. I just said I feel it, didn't I? Feel it, smell it, walk around in it. I messed up good. I don't walk away from this one, no matter what. I'm bloody well finished. And I want to know why. What's the matter? You look like you're looking at a paranoid schizophrenic.
Nope.
Yeah?
But, the people who are out to get you? Like who?
Like I don't know. But I need an outsider, someone. Look, I need your help, kid.
My help?
Don't rub it in, okay? You're smart. You're undercover already. You just look around. Find out about this Rupert Allen Stone, known to his friends as Ruby Stone. I'm in this position. If something's going down, I can't trust anybody. Cops, no one. You understand?
I understand.
When we came out the side door of the Park Plaza, Inspector Kiss motioned for a cab to come around the circle driveway and pick me up. Then he stuck $200 in my pocket.
Expenses. What's left over, you keep.
Gee, I don't need it.
Gee, you're professional. You need it.
Wilf? Wait up! Are you going somewhere?
What the... Hey, what are you doing here?
I just thought I'd drop around before I went into the office. You okay?
Oh, I'm holding up.
So, where are you going?
Yeah, nowhere. He is. This is my friend Walker.
Devereaux.
See how smart he is?
Hi. Carolyn.
Hi.
Yeah, I've just hired. I'm putting him on my case.
Oh, are you a private investigator?
Well...
You look so young.
Undercover. He's the best in the business.
Is he? Well, anything you can do to help, Walker, please... It's terrible. Wilf doesn't deserve this.
No, but I don't really know what I can do.
Well, you must have done something already. Look at him. For the first time in 2 weeks, the man is actually smiling.
She was right. Inspector Kiss was smiling. Or more accurately, a lopsided grin. But I don't think it had much to do with me. He was looking at Carolyn's intelligent face, her warm, quick smile. As weird as it seems, Inspector Kiss was in love. I cruised that night and the next night between fares, heavy into my tape deck and not seeing much of anything. Jane and Finch, a cold, windswept corner of the city. Video stores, donut shops, clusters of high-rise apartments towering gloomily into the dark. A young guy in Ruby Stone's apartment building told me Kyle Stone, Ruby's 19-year-old brother, was down at the rec center, like always.
I should wear my elbow pads on my knees. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the pain, though. Love the pain.
Oh, skin them up pretty good.
Floor rock is a great game, man. Because I could wear knee pads, but it'd take the fun out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're not a cop?
Nope.
And you're not a reporter?
Nope.
You're just a friend of a cop who killed my brother.
Well, I don't think he killed your brother.
You got a lot of guts, man. No brains, but guts. So, what do you want?
I'm not sure. Something he might have learned about the shooting, how it really happened, or somebody who wanted to, you know, had something against your brother.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that might help, anything at all.
Help a cop, yeah. You know what it's like in the city, man? Let's say you and your buddies, you're driving down the street, right? Cop stops you, checks your ID, whatever. No big deal, right? You go on your way. It's a joke. The cop stops me and my friends, we're in trouble. It's yes, sir. It's no, sir. It's up against a car, nigga. Look the wrong way, it's over. Same city, same street. My friends are more scared of the cops than any psycho, crackhead, whatever's out there. And we should be. You look it up. Help a cop, man? You gotta be kidding.
Great speech, Kyle. Very impressive. Yeah. Nice to see you again. Walker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Doing a little freelance work, huh?
I guess.
So, Kyle, what about me, since you're up there on the soapbox? I'm a cop.
Yeah, well, what about you?
Looks like I'm a man caught every which way, eh, Walker?
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm a sellout to young Kyle here. I'm just a PR asset to the department, maybe. And if he did shoot that boy, I'm trouble with a capital T to your friend Kiss.
And if he didn't? If he were set up?
By who?
I don't know.
Tell you what, if you find out, I want you to look me up because I'd sure like to hear about it. So long, boys.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. One more flight. We'll make it easy.
Then how come your face is so red?
No problem. You're, more solid than I thought.
Gee, thanks, Walker.
No, that's good. I mean, I thought you'd be, like, really light.
Oh? I'm all here, Walker.
Yeah. Okay. I'll sit you down. Ready?
Just a minute. Okay. So, this is it. Walker Devereaux's famous hideout over a pawn shop.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That's not your mother, is it?
Very funny.
Your father?
You want to live long enough to answer it?
Hello? Oh, yeah. Hi. Sure. Sure. Behind the rec center. Hey. Thanks.
No breakfast, right?
Oh, jeez.
Right.
You know that guy I was telling you about? He wants to meet me. Now.
No big deal. I'll go with you.
Jesus, man, I thought you'd bring your cab so everything would look normal.
I'm sorry, I'm off duty.
Drive down here, turn left, then just keep going.
Okay.
An orange Toyota with black racing stripes. Jesus, who is this?
My Krista. Girlfriend.
Hi.
She's okay.
Yeah? Kyle. Hi.
Hi.
Your girlfriend since when?
I meant you're my friend, you know.
Oh, because I don't remember saying anything about being your girlfriend.
Just an expression, okay?
You two got a few things to work out?
Nope.
Right. Hand controls, huh?
Yeah.
You drive good.
Thanks.
So, anyway, I was glad to get your call.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anything at all, like I said, anything might help.
My brother, he got messed up in a lot of things.
All minor stuff, though, Inspector Kiss said.
Yeah, well, that's all they know. Ruby talked to me a while back. He thought I was gonna get mixed up in the wrong kind of things, like he had. He said he was living a kind of hell. Drug wars, heavy stuff. He put a hit on somebody a couple of years ago. Wasted somebody. The competition, you know. And now he was a marked man.
Did he tell you who it was, who he killed?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you see. It was a cop.
A cop?
Yeah, a detective. Narcotics. Except he was a crook.
Whew.
Running interference for his own connections and giving Ruby's gang a very hard time. So they took him out.
So you think Ruby was paid back?
Yeah, I do. So I called you mainly to warn you. It's about all cops, man. I don't know which ones, but this cop friend of yours, the one who killed my brother, just watch your back, man.
How are you doing?
Okay, I'm up to April 23rd, 1990.
You sure it would have made the front page?
In the Sun? Yeah.
I've got the microfiche for the rest of 90.
Okay. This is hard on the eyes.
Now here, I'll spell you off.
When I get to June. Walker, do you think you should be afraid of Inspector Kiss? You don't really know him.
Yeah, but if he wanted to get back at Ruby Stone, why would he shoot him in his own apartment?
Wait, go back.
What?
Just go back. There. That could be it.
Detective Lawrence Davis of the Metropolitan Police Narcotics Division was shot and killed last night while on a routine investigation in the Jane Finch corridor. A police spokesperson said that in the course of arresting an alleged drug dealer on the corner of Jane and Grand Ravine Drive, a fight between rival youth gangs broke out and Detective Davis was struck in the side of the head by a random bullet and instantly killed. Detective Davis was 38 years old. He leaves his wife, Carolyn. They have no children.
Jeez.
What?
Go ahead a few days. Any pictures?
Just a sec.
Wait, there. Who's that?
His wife at the funeral. Looks like she's about to faint.
Right.
Do you know her?
Yeah.
Another drink?
No, thanks.
No? Me neither, I guess. We can look through old bank records, dig into things, and if it's there, it shouldn't be too hard to smell out.
No.
She should be here soon. Ben should be here soon, too. I don't know. This used to be a really good bar.
Right.
Theory number three, huh? I got my $200 worth, eh, Ken?
Well, I don't know. It's just an idea. My best guess, anyway.
My worst. Because it makes sense. Too much sense. Too much truth. I think it should kill you. I was just missing one piece of information. That Detective Lawrence Davis was executed. That he was a crook. Then, you see, it all falls into place.
Maybe.
A lot of things fall into place. I'm the investigating officer on that murder, Walker. A random bullet. I've kept that case open. If it wasn't for me, it'd be on the back burner by now. I didn't have any leads, nothing. I was just doing it for Carolyn. So she wouldn't think I wasn't trying to... Jesus. Okay. Well, this is my theory, Walker. We become friends. I mean, real close friends. Because she and her husband's pals, they want to be in on every aspect of the investigation just in case something turns up. Then when nothing does turn up, but I keep persisting like some damn bloody fool, they decide it would be better if I got lost. They knew who'd shot her husband. They wanted revenge, and they wanted to fix me. put the two problems together. What do you got, huh?
A solution. She switches your service revolver with another one. They all look the same. So Ruby Stone was never in your apartment. They killed him somewhere else, positioned him under your balcony, let themselves in with her keys, set up the B&E, the blood stains, and replaced the lookalike gun with your gun, the murder weapon. Everything silent, efficient, fast. Everything waiting for you to come home.
From boating with Carol.
There you are. I got here as fast as I could. Oh, hi, Walker.
Hi.
So, what's the news? What is it, Wilf? Wilf?
I've been treated real bad, Carolyn.
Yes, I know.
My associate here, he's come up with the key. Never figured the kid wasn't killed in my apartment.
No?
That's a gun switch. Simple as that. Who would have access to my gun, Carolyn? It's either under my left arm, or in my locker at work, or where?
What are you saying? Some other cops?
Like who, Carolyn? Say, Bendelor? No, not him. Your husband?
What? Wilf, have you gone crazy?
Funny thing about this business and this sweetheart. You find out all sorts of things you just as soon not know.
Good?
Yeah. Eggs are a little squishy.
They're supposed to be squishy. You said squishy.
I said sunny side up.
Called Inspector Kiss today. He says Kyle's agreed to make a statement about what his brother told him. And that Ben Delores found some huge amounts of money transferring in and out of Detective Lawrence Davis's old bank account. Carolyn, she's stonewalling on everything. But Inspector Kiss is still on suspension from his job. The newspapers keep talking. He still sounds upset about, you know, her.
Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah. I've been thinking. I mean, about how things work.
What things?
Inspector Kiss is convicted in the newspapers just because he's a cop. And the cops threaten Kyle and his friends every day just because they're black. It's vicious.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Inspector Kiss. He says if I want to talk to him again, I'll have to swim.
Where?
To his boat. In the middle of the lake.
We've just heard episode 5 of Midnight Cab, The Mystery of the Falling Man by James W. Nichol. Featured in the cast were David Ferry as Walker and Jacqueline Samuda as Krista, with Neil Monroe as Inspector Kiss. You heard Howard Jerome as Mr. Piatelli, and special guest stars this week included Phil Jarrett as Ben Delore, Eve Crawford as Carolyn, and Roy Lewis as Kyle Stone. Music for the series is composed by Milan Kimlicka, and the casting consultant is Linda Grierson. The recording engineers were John McCarthy and Joanne Anka, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. The series production assistant is Nancy Dowell. Midnight Cab is produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell.